Welcome everyone to Bookish Insight, the podcast where we explore diverse stories through the eyes of our passionate readers. I'm your host, Alexander, and today we have a special edition devoted to historical fiction. Our special guests have chosen iconic books, and every question we'll cover has been posed by our listeners on our Twitter account, which I invite you to check out, at bookish-insight. We have here Andrea and Manon. Which book did you choose and why? What was your first impression?
I chose the book Pride and Prejudice written by Jane Austen because I had already seen the film adaptation made by Joe Wright a while ago and loved it. So I wanted to read the original book to find out more about the story and see if the film's approach was more or less realistic. In addition, I've heard a lot of positive comments about the book, so I was even more motivated to read it. I wasn't disappointed because from the very first moment you're immersed in the story thanks to some memorable moments and unique, singular characters.
Oh yes, I hesitated to read also Pride and Prejudice, but I finally chose to read the book The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald because I had heard many positive reviews about it before, and it's actually the kind of book I like to read. I mean, a bit of romance, but not only. And honestly, I wasn't disappointed at all. Right from the start, I was hooked by some very interesting, thought-provoking passages. And if I had to give a negative, I'd say that some of the passages were too descriptive and maybe lengthy.
Great insights, Manon. Finally, let's hear from our other guest, Loic.
So, I chose The Crucible by Arthur Miller because of its exploration of mass hysteria and the parallels to historical events like the Salem witch trials. Even though it's a bit different from the other books, they all share things like dealing with social pressure and the fallout from false accusations.
Oh, okay. Next question is asked by @booklove06, which says, what are the themes of your book? Does the book convey a message? And if yes, what message does it convey?
Well, The Great Gatsby explores several important themes, such as the illusion of the American dream, the insatiable quest for wealth and social status, tragic love, and the obsession with the past during the Jazz Age, with the aim of conveying several messages about the way we perceive and we act. For example, one particular quote that struck me at the beginning of the book is that, whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you had, which makes us think and gives a deeper dimension to the book, which I find really, really interesting, because it's not just a simple love story. Andrea, I think our books are a bit similar in this respect. Does Pride and Prejudice explore common themes with The Great Gatsby?
Well, the book has certain themes in common with The Great Gatsby in terms of social status, but Pride and Prejudice explores the social expectation of the time period, particularly those around marriage, love, the role of women in society, and wealth in the early 19th century in England. In fact, during this period, English conceptions of family and the role of women begin to change, as British culture became increasingly focused on the accumulation and concentration of wealth within the family. The author uses the novel to satirize these societal norms. Through this novel, messages about love and antisocial class are conveyed because it shows that every human being, no matter what, the race, religion, and social class, deserves the right to a love story that is sincere and not arranged, as was common at the time.
Well, personally, I was skeptical about the book's theme, but I was pleasantly surprised by how the story unfolded. There was always action or interesting dialogue. However, I think this story adapted as a book is less relevant than as a play.
Next question is for our two other guests, Andrea and Loic. What is the character you find most interesting? And in which character do you identify yourself the most?
My favorite character was the protagonist, Elizabeth Bennet, because she's free, understanding, but also stubborn and intelligent. You get the impression that she's an accomplished woman in every sense of the word, because she's assertive and fearless. However, I don't identify with a character in particular, because the mentalities of the time are too different from today's. Despite this, I recognize myself a little in the character of Elizabeth, in the sense that I'm not afraid to say what I think. Loic, I don't know if it's the same for you. Is also the protagonist the character you found most interesting?
Oh yes, in The Crucible, John Proctor is the most interesting. His moral dilemmas and internal conflicts contribute significantly to the story's depth. As a reader, I might identify with characters like Proctor who navigate complex ethical choices amidst social pressures.
But Manon, what struck you the most about the author's style? Do you have examples of any passages or quotes that left an impression on you?
Oh, interesting question. Well, in my opinion, Fitzgerald's particularity is his meticulous sense of description, which depicts the emotional complexities of the characters and thus enables us to understand them better. I also think that he seeks to provoke reflection. In this sense, the quote that struck me most was, "Let us learn to show our friendship for a man when he is alive, not after he is dead." Because I felt that it conveyed a very important message that every reader can identify with.
Very interesting, Manon. But what about you, Loic?
Well, Arthur Miller's writing style in The Crucible is a bit similar to Fitzgerald's writing style. In fact, it is marked by its intensity and compelling portrayal of characters. The use of dramatic dialogue effectively captures the emotional turmoil within the Salem community. One memorable quote is John Proctor's declaration, "Because it is my name, because I cannot have another in my life." This line powerfully conveys the theme of personal integrity in the face of social pressure and falsehoods.
I have a question for everyone. What is your overall impression of your book? Which book would you recommend to a reader who really enjoyed the book you read?
Overall, I really enjoyed this book, and I would recommend it to anyone looking for a book with a love story or set during the Jazz Age, or that simply incites reflection in a more or less subtle way. I think it will appeal to people who liked, for example, Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare, or The Beautiful and the Dame by the author of The Great Gatsby. And if you like The Great Gatsby, I urge you to read the books I've just mentioned. You'll see they are very great.
In the same way as Manon, I really enjoyed reading this book and would recommend it to anyone who would like to discover a literary classic and found out more about this singular love story that left its mark on the world of literature. Books such as Little Women by Louisa May Alcott or Jane Eyre from Charlotte Bronte may appeal to readers who enjoyed Pride and Prejudice.
In any case, Andrea, you've made me really want to read Pride and Prejudice, and I think you might also enjoy The Great Gatsby. So, you let me know how it goes.
I also think I'm going to like it a lot, so I'm adding it to my reading list.
It's the same for me. I enjoy this book as it shed lights on the cruel period of the witch hunts. It also highlights the difference between justice then and now, revealing how easy it was to be sentenced to death based on a simple lie. However, I would recommend watching the play instead of reading the book. For those who liked this book, I would also suggest Arthur Miller's book, All My Sons.
I want to thank our guests for coming on this podcast and for their incredible insights. Stay tuned for our next episodes where we'll explore the world of science fiction. Feel free to join us on social networks and share your own recommendations. See you next time on Bookish Insights.